I'm speaking as a legal analyst, a law professor, someone who's written a book on the First Amendment, right? That's my perspective. I think this is a very dangerous constitutional path that we're going down here. We're basically criminalizing false political speech, disinformation. We're saying we're a very pro-free speech society. We let neo-Nazis march on a town of Holocaust survivors. We let Klansmen burn crosses on the lawns of African Americans historically. Hey, you may disagree. You may say that should never happen, but that's First Amendment precedent, right? So now the question is, we're going down a very different path here. First of all, they have to prove that he knew he was lying, right? Just because everyone told him that he wasn't, that he didn't win the election, they have to prove that he did, because they're essentially saying that a candidate member in the beginning of the indictment, they say he has a right to free speech. But once he was told that he lost, he had to give it up. I just think that that's a very dangerous road when we're a very pro-free speech society. I also think defrauding the American people, it's a very creative reading of criminal law. Fraud in this case usually is used with money, not by lying about an election. So that's why I'm saying we're criminalizing speech.
What about the co-conspirators, the unnamed co-conspirators? Are we going to see them indicted in this case?
So, Anne, that's a really good question. I think Smith's trying to flip them because he's like dangling this out there. You know, right now we don't have your name. We're not going to tell everyone who you are, but you are in this. So why don't you just come out and tell us all the terrible things? Because if one of them basically said, the president told me that he knew he lost, but he was going through with the charade anyway, that would be damaging under the theory that they're pursuing. So we may see them eventually, but at this point, they're nameless.